It's Morning Edition on WNYC. I'm Richard Hake. He smashes ancient vases and makes sculptures about missing earthquake victims. Ai Weiwei, who is 56 years old, is probably the most provocative artist from China today, and he's currently the subject of a full-scale retrospective at the Brooklyn Museum. One major problem, he can't come here to see it. After he was arrested by Chinese officials, his passport was confiscated, and he's stuck at home in Beijing. WNYC's art critic Deborah Solomon joins us now to explain the man and his art. Good morning, Deborah.
Good morning, Richard.
Well, there is one piece at the Brooklyn Museum show that grabbed headlines recently, the colored vases. Didn't a museum visitor smash one in Miami?
Yes, that is true. And he was protesting the exhibition, and he came in and smashed a supposedly million-dollar Han Dynasty vase. Now, we should add that Ai Weiwei himself has smashed vases. And in fact, the show at the Brooklyn Museum includes poster-sized photographs of him smashing a vase. I hope this is the end of the vase
of the smashing
and it doesn't inaugurate a new movement.
Well, Ai Weiwei has his big show here in New York, but he's actually not new to New York. He lived here in the 80s and 90s.
That's true. He lived in Manhattan, he lived in Brooklyn, and he was very influenced by the New York art scene. I see him as a follower of Andy Warhol. He's one of Andy's descendants. And what he learned from Warhol is that every object is merchandise. He stacks things up, just the way Warhol repeated objects and stacked them up again and again to suggest that we live in a mass-produced world. Ai Weiwei loves assembling similar objects. So he will give us, for instance, a pile of bicycles that stretches from the floor to the ceiling, or a bowl of freshwater pearls, or identical urns as a commentary on the mass-produced world in which we live.
He's also been very vocal about the Sichuan earthquake in May of 2008 that killed almost 70,000 people, and he has some pieces about them.
He does. Some of the most moving pieces in the show are memorials to the victims of that earthquake. He went out of his way to name every victim. The names of the victims are actually stamped along the walls of the room. I think he reminds us that that tragedy doesn't kill numbers, it kills individuals. And he very much tries to reassert the memory of individuals. There were many children, of course, killed in that earthquake. And one of the most moving pieces in the show is a snake that spans an entire ceiling that was fabricated from identical knapsacks, the knapsacks of the children killed in the earthquake. Another very forceful piece is a room-size installation called Straight. It looks like a carpet of rust. It's made from the debris of the earthquake, and it rolls on almost like a river. I think he wants to make sure that history is not forgotten.
And the show also includes some recent works like Yi Hai'en's Belongings. What did you think about that?
Yeah, that was my favorite piece in the show. Again, it's a room-size installation. It gathers the possessions of a woman named Yi, a feminist activist whose possessions were removed from her house by the Chinese government and left by the road. He has reassembled them in a room. The room is lined with this kind of handmade wallpaper of photographs of her possessions, and it all looks like something from a J. Crew catalog. He goes for a very clean, hyper-designed look, but instead of looking at pictures of $200 skinny jeans, we are looking at the possessions of this poor activist who was kicked out of her house.
He also has a piece about his arrest.
Yes, he has many pieces about his own activism in the show. There's a major piece in the lobby, which consists of little dioramas in which we actually see him in his prison cell. Upstairs, he also has a poster-size brain scan that he claims shows a hemorrhage he received when he was beaten by the Chinese police. And I thought those were actually the weaker parts of the show. I don't like when he goes on about his own victimhood and his own bruises, because looking at his brain scan, you think, God, you know, we're all bruised. Rise above it. I think he is most effective as a critic of both the Chinese government and its human rights abuses, as well as a critic of the global economy.
So, Deborah, do you think he's a major artist? Well, I mean, what do you think overall of this show?
I love the show. I urge everyone to see it. I think he is a major social activist and probably a less great artist. He's an okay artist. Sometimes his work seems too blunt, as in the case of hanging up a brain scan. But I think he does succeed in injecting politics into contemporary art and is a charismatic addition to the art scene.
And what do you think of Ai Weiwei's work? What do you think he adds to the contemporary art scene? You can leave a comment on our website at WNYC.org. The show opens today at the Brooklyn Museum. Deborah Solomon is WNYC's art critic. Deborah, thanks a lot.
Thank you, Richard.
This is WNYC.